We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Hey friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all? I hope you are doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I hope you are having a wonderful day. So friends, welcome to the 23rd episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you liked all my previous episodes, and I hope you learned a lot from them, and I hope you will like this one too. So without any ado, let's head over to the answers of the questions I asked in the previous episode. So question number one was, which letters are pronounced in a thick and thin tone? So the answer is that the letters are Alif, Lam and Ra. Question number two, what is Tafkim? The answer is Tafkim is to pronounce the letter in a thin tone. So question number three, will a Ra Sakina be pronounced in a thin tone when there is a Zair before it? The answer is no, Ra Sakina will not be pronounced in a thin tone when there is a Zair before it. Question number four, which day were the people not allowed to fish? The answer is the day was Saturday. Question number five, what happened to the people who tried to fish on Saturday? The answer is that the people who tried to fish on Saturday were turned into monkeys by Allah Azza wa Jal. So without any ado, let's head over to the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So friends, I gave you the time of the previous episode till this episode to memorize the lesson of Tafkim and Tarkik. I hope you have memorized it. And now let's head over to the pronunciation of Tafkim and Tarkik, and how to pronounce Ra, Lam and Meem in different situations.
Qaf, Alif, Zabar, Qa, Lam, Zabar, La, Qala, Qad, Zir, Si, Ra, Alif, Zabar, Ra, Sira, Ta, Zabar, Ta, Sira, Ta, Sin, Zir, را ألف زبر را سرا جيم دو زبر جن سراجا كاف ألف زبر كا نون زبر ن كان ميم ألف زبر ما لام دو زبر لن مالا ميم زبر ما فا ألف زبر فا مفا زا دو زبر زن مفازا طا ألف زبر طا لام زير لي طالي با بيش بو طالب تا ألف زبر تا با واو إش بو تابو خا ألف زبر خا لام زيت لي خالي دال دو زبر دن خالدا عين ألف زبر ع با زير بي عابي دال دو إش دن عابد غين ألف زبر غا سين زيت سي غاسي قاف دو زيت قن غاسق قا زبر ط عين ألف زبر عاء طعاء ميم دو زيت من طعام همزة لام زبر ال لام كان زبر لا الله ها بيش هو الله واو لام زبر وال لام كان زبر لا والله ها بيش هو والله فا لام زبر فل لام كرا زبر لا فالله ها بيش هو فالله همزة نون زير إن نون لام زبر نل إن لام كرا زبر لا إن الله ها زبر ها إن الله ها بيش هو واو لام زبر وال هو لام كرا زبر لا هو الله ها بيش هو هو الله ميم زير مي نون لام زبر نل من اللام خلا زبر لا من الله ها زير هي من الله را زبر را سين واو إش سو رسو لام لام بيش لول رسول لام كلا زبر لا رسول الله ها زيت هي رسول الله را زبر را ضاد زيت ضي رضي يا لام زبر يل رضي ال لام كلا زبر لا رضي الله ها فيش هو رضي الله قاف ألف زبر قا لام لام فيش لول قالوا لام خلا زبر لا قالوا الله ها ميم بيش هم قالوا اللهم ميم زبر ما قالوا اللهم لام لام زير لل لام خلا زبر لا لله ها زيت هي لله با لام زيت بل لام خلا زبر لا بالله ها زيت هي بالله با سين زيت بس ميم لام زير مل بسم لام خلا زبر لا بسم الله ها زير هي بسم الله قاف فشق لام لام زير لل قلل لام خڑا زبر لا قل اللہ ہا میم پیش ہم قل اللہم میم زبر ما قل اللہم میم الف زبر ما واو لام زبر وال ما وال لام خرا زبر لا ما ولا ها ميم بيش هم ما ولاهم همزة لام زير إل لام لام زبر لل إلا لام زبر لا إلا لا زال يا زير زي إلا الذي نون زبرنا إلا الذين همزة نون زير إن نون لام زبرنا إن لام زبر لا إن لا زال يا زيت زي إن الذي نون زبرنا إن الذين عين زبر ع لام خرى زبر لا على صاد زبر ص لام خرى زبر لا صلا تا دو زبر تن صلاة را زبر را جيم بيش جو رجو لام دو بيش لون رجل همزة زبر أ لام ميم زبر لم ألم تا زبر تا ألم تا را زبر را ألم ترى را بيش رو زا زير زي روزي قاف واو بيش قو رزقوا همزة كاف زبر أك سا زبر سا أكس را بيش رو أكثر همزة جيم زبر أج را دو زبر رن أجرا همزة جيم زبر أج را دو بيش رن أجر همزة با زير إب را خرى زبر را إبرا ها يا زير هي إبراهي ميم زبر ما إبراهيم عين را زبر عر شين دو بيش شن عرش همزة ميم زبر أم صاد زبر ص أم ص با را زبر بر أم صبر نون ألف زبر نا أم صبرنا تا را بيش تر جيم زير جي ترجي عين واو بيش عو ترجعو نون زبر نا ترجعون يا را بيش يرجع ذا زبر ذا يرزا قاف واو اشقو يرزقو نون زبر نا يرزقون همزة را زير إر جيم عين زير جع إرجع همزة را زير إر جيم زير جي إرجع عين واو اشعو إرجعوا همزة را زير إر جيم زير جي إرج عين يا زير عي إرجعي همزة را زير إر كاف زبر ك إرك عين واو بيش عو إركعوا را با زبر رب با را زير بر ربر حا ميم زبر حم ربر حم ها بيش هو ربر حم هو ميم ألف زبر ما رب ارحمهما را با زبر رب با را زير بر رب جيم زير جي رب جي عين واو إش عو رب ارجعوا نون زير ني رب ارجعوني همزة زير إي نون را زير نر إنر تا با زبر تب إنر تب تا ميم إش تم إنر تب تم همزة زبر أ ميم را زير مر أمر تا ألف زبر تا أمر تا با واو إش بو أمر تا بو كاف لام إش كل لام إش لو كل لو فا را زير فر كل فر قاف دو زير قن كل فرق فا را زير فر قاف زبر قا فرق تا دو زير تن فرقة ميم را زير مر صاد ألف زبر صا مر صا دال دو زير دين مر صاد فا يا زير في قاف را زير قر في قر طا ألف زبر طا في قر طا سين دو زير سين في قر طا سين واو نون زبر ون نون زبر نا ون ها ألف زبر ها ونها را زير ري ونهار را زير ري جيم ألف زبر جاء رجاء لام دو إش لون رجال همزة ميم زبر أم را دو زير زين أمر فا صاد زبر فص با را زير بر فص بر قاف ميم بيش أم فا زبر فا أم فا همزة نون زبر أن أم فا أن زال را زير زير أم فا أنذر خا يا زبر خاي را دو بيش رون خير آگے وقت خير نون زبر نا زال يا زير زي نذي را دو بيش رون نذير آگے وقت Nazir.
So friends, I hope now you know how to pronounce the letters of Tafkim and Tarkik properly. And I hope now you know when to pronounce Alif, Mim and Ra in a thin tone and a thick tone. So without any ado, let's head over to the next segment of our program, Waqia.
Thank you,
When Talut became the king, he prepared the Bani Israel and mobilized his army towards the battlefield against a pagan king, Jalut. Jalut was a very tall and strong king. The metal hat that he used to wear weighed about 300 pounds. When both armies aligned in the battlefield, Sayyiduna Talut made an announcement within his army that whoever kills Jalut, he will marry his princess to him. Sayyiduna Dawud alayhi salam came forward. At the time, Sayyiduna Dawud alayhi salam was a young boy. His face had become pale out of sickness, and he alayhi salam was so poor that he alayhi salam used to earn his living by herding the goats. It has been reported that when Sayyiduna Dawud alayhi salam left his home to participate in the jihad, a stone in his way called out, O Dawood alayhi salam, pick me up as I am the stone of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Then another stone called him and said, O Dawood alayhi salam, pick me up as I am the stone of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And then there was a call from a third stone, O Dawood alayhi salam, pick me up as I am the killer of Jalut. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam took all the three stones and put them in his bag. When the battle broke, Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam advanced with his catapult, and when he saw Jalut, he alayhi salam loaded the three stones in his catapult, and having invoked Bismillah, catapulted the three stones on Jalut. These three stones hit Jalut on his nose and his skull, and after crushing his brain, they went through his head and struck 30 other people of the Jalut army, killing each and every one of them. After this, Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam dragged the dead body of Jalut and put it before His Highness Sayyidina Talut. Sayyidina Talut alayhi salam and the Bani Israel became very happy upon this. After the death of Jalut, his army fled away from the battlefield, and Sayyidina Talut won the war. In compliance to his announcement, Sayyidina Talut married his daughter to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam and made him the king of half his kingdom. After 40 years, Sayyidina Talut died, and thus Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam became king of the entire kingdom. After the demise of Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam with prophethood. Before Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam, no one had held these two positions simultaneously, and he alayhi salam was the first person to have bestowed with these distinctions simultaneously. He alayhi salam cherried these two positions and fulfilled the responsibility for 70 years after him. His son Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was also bestowed with this distinction of being a Nabi as well as a king simultaneously. A brief description of this event is in Surah Al-Baqarah of the Holy Quran, as and Dawood killed Jalut and Allah bestowed upon him the kingdom and wisdom and taught him whatever he willed. Mentioned in Kanzul Iman, the translation of Quran. Livelihood of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Despite being an emperor of a large empire, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to earn his living by the means of handcraft through his life. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the miracle that whatever he alayhi salam would touch metal, it would turn soft and mild like wax. He alayhi salam used to make armors from it and would sell them to earn his living. Allah Azza wa Jal also taught him the language of birds. Similar to the event of Sayyidina Talut, we learned from the blessed life of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam that whenever Allah Azza wa Jal bestows his grace and mercy, within an instant a grain can become a mountain and a ray can become a sun. Ponder over the fact that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam was a young boy and a son of a very poor father. But all of a sudden, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with such dignity and grandeur that he alayhi salam became a crowned king and was married to a princess. Furthermore, he alayhi salam was bestowed with the high rank of a prophethood. There cannot be a higher rank than this for human beings. Then witness the display of munificent power of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he made a young and ill boy like Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam to kill the tyrant King Jalut using just three small stones. Apparently, it was not possible as Jalut was wearing a heavy iron helmet weighed 300 pounds. However, the reality is that if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, He Azza wa Jalla may empower an ant over an elephant, and if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, an elephant cannot harm an ant. So friends, I hope you liked and learned a lot from our today's waqia, and I hope you understood the moral of our today's waqia. Now without any ado, let's head over to the next segment of our program, Ahadith.
Thank you.
Hadith for today's episode is that Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam: whoever keeps fast in Ramadan and then keeps a sixth fast in Shawwal, it is as if he has kept fast for his entire life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So friends, now let's head over to the questions for our today's episode.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So question number one is, what was the weight of the helmet of Jalut? Question number two, how many rocks did Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam carry with him? Question number three, did Hazrat Talut actually marry his daughter to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam? Question number four, what happened when Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam touched metal? Question number five, was Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam from a rich family? So friends, I hope you liked today's episode and I hope you learned a lot from it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are.